T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, everybody. In this hour, the stripper that met Lou Williams at the Atlanta strip club, Al, opens up.
Oh. No.
Yes. She explains what really went on when he went in for the chicken wings.
He wasn't just going in for wings.
No.
Wow. That's stunning.
There were breasts involved, Rhea. Also, hot seats coming up. And I want to say something a different way right now. Mm-hmm. Ruben DeMaro's here, Al, and I feel that our intellect is raised a bit by his presence. I've read so many great baseball books. The Boys of Summer. I've read Roger Angel's got a bunch of great ones.
Yeah.
Your friend Peter Gammons.
He wrote a book too.
He's written several books.
Yep.
Lee Montville has read some great books.
Oh, he wrote about Ted Williams.
Great books. The best baseball book I've ever read is named Doc.
Yep.
And its author is Todd Zalecki.
Yep.
Inner workings of the Phillies. He must have gotten a lot out of Rube. Because Rube, you must have cooperated with that book, The Inner Workings of How You Acquired Roy Halladay here. Didn't you do a lot with that book?
Yeah, I did talk with
Read the book?
Yeah, outstanding.
Is it great?
It was really, really good.
The author of that book.
Read it in like literally 3 hours or something.
I couldn't stop reading it. It was so great.
Really
and
good.
You were reading stuff about yourself. That's very exciting. But anyway, on the line is the man who wrote it. Works at MLB.com. The book is available on Amazon and other places where books are sold. Todd Zalecki. Hi, Todd.
Good morning. Thanks for saying such nice things.
No, I'm going to be – can I be honest with you, Todd? I've talked to you for years. I didn't know you were that talented. I'll be candid. I had no idea. I would have treated you with more respect.
I take it as a compliment, Angela. That's fine. I'll take anything I can get right now.
All right, Todd, let me start with this, all right, because you know more about this stuff than any of us. Could you give me kind of a capsule summary of the career – of Deolis Guerra. Am I even pronouncing that right?
Yeah, he's kind of Deolis Guerra. Yeah, it's funny because I've heard different broadcasters and different people with the Phillies even pronounce his name a little bit differently. Just a journeyman hard thrower. They liked him. They claimed him in the off season from the Brewers. They thought he had a chance to kind of hit. He's kind of one of those low risk guys. You see teams do it all the time. They claim a guy off of waivers or, sign him to a deal and hope they get lucky. And I think that's what a lot of this bullpen is right now, Angelo, is they are hoping that some of these guys hit. In fact, Phillies pitching coach Brian Price said it just before the season started. He said, a lot of times in the bullpen, a lot of these final pieces, you hope you catch lightning in a bottle. They need a couple wild cards. You use the word wild cards. You need a couple wild card guys to step up, and so far that hasn't happened.
Here's the problem. It's 3-1. Arrieta is at 77 pitches. Arrieta is ready to go back out, said he was ready to go back out. And Joe Girardi takes him out for that guy, Guerra. Here's Joe's explanation after the game.
He may have had a few more pitches, but I think you run in the risk of bringing someone in the middle of the inning. And you got to remember, Jake, it's his first start. And he gave us 5 innings. I think he went 77 pitches. If he gets in a real long at bat with Aaron Hicks, who has the ability to do that, I think you could put him in a bad spot. So I just thought that he gave us everything he had, and it was time to make a change.
All right. Here's a problem, Todd. I'm not going to say there's a lot of good options out there.
Right.
Are you seriously trying to do something this year, or aren't you? You're 1-3 now. 3-1 becomes 6-1. It's over at that point. They got Cole on the mound. You're done, right, Todd? Bad decision by the manager, no?
Yeah, you know, Jake said last night that he still felt strong, that he could have gone another inning. But Joe decided, he said before the game, basically about 80 pitches or so, because Jake had not thrown. He hadn't thrown in a game, I guess you could say, since July 22nd. He threw a bullpen or a simulated game last Wednesday. And so he said that because they had such a long layoff that they're going to be extra cautious with some of these pitchers and maybe not blow them out as much as they would if these last seven games haven't been postponed. In fact, he also said that some of these relief pitchers at some point they might not go back-to-back these first few games.
Wow.
So, you know, there might be a situation where, you know, if they burn a bunch of guys Wednesday in this doubleheader, you know, I don't know what they're going to do on Thursday if they don't want to go back-to-back.
Rube's right here.
So the last time that Jake pitched, I heard a stat yesterday that the last time he pitched in a major league game was August 11th, so almost a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have to be a little protective. That's a long time, and I know he hasn't, you know, built up a ton of innings. But you got to be protective of the guy.
All right, Rube. Todd, how did this bullpen? You spent all this money on Wheeler. You spent the money on Bryce Harper. Yeah, you got Didi Gregorius here, and there's nobody to pitch in the bullpen. How does that happen?
That's the problem. And we asked that question multiple times in the offseason. You know, you added Zach Wheeler, you added Didi Gregorius. You haven't addressed anybody in the bullpen. The only guy they signed to a big league deal was Tommy Hunter this offseason. They signed Francisco Liriano, Anthony Swarzak, Bud Norris, some veterans to non-roster deals, minor league deals. And that was basically it. And Matt Klentak acknowledged at the time, he's like, yeah, you know, we upgraded the rotation. We're hoping that could help us out in the bullpen in a sense. You know, you have some quality guys that can go deeper in games. You put less stress on the bullpen. But the final week of the season, I was as surprised as anybody that Francisco Liriano, they granted him his release. I think it was more of a luxury tax issue than a performance issue. Now, Liriano has since decided not to play this season. He's opted out because of coronavirus fears. But at the time, there was no indication that he was not going to play if he made the team. Liriano, to me, based on his track record, he pitched pretty well last season for the Pirates, to me would have been but an upgrade over several guys that are in the bullpen right now. But they decided to go a different route. And sometimes, you know, your boss says, don't go over the luxury tax, and so you can't go over the luxury tax. You know, sometimes these guys are boxed into corners in terms of what they're allowed to do.
All right, now I've been begging for a week for somebody of the Phillies organization to show some emotion about the fact that the Marlins screwed up the whole first couple of weeks of their season. Right, Todd? Until yesterday, Andrew McCutchen finally did it on Jason Stark's podcast. I got Joe Girardi telling me I should feel some empathy for that team. And then here's the topper of it. Derek Jeter, all he did his whole career in New York is get his ass kissed by that supposedly tough media in New York. Now he's out telling me he did a probe. All right, he did a probe, Todd. You want to hear the result of his probe of the Marlins and whether or not they stepped out and partied? Listen to this crap.
We did have a couple individuals leave the hotel. In our review, it was determined we had guys leave to get coffee, to get clothes. A guy left to have dinner at a teammate's house. There were no other guests on site. There was no salacious activity. There was no hanging out at bars, no clubs, no running around Atlanta. No running around the town. What it boiled down to on this particular trip was guys were around each other, they got relaxed, and they let their guard down.
Todd Zielecki, do you believe that?
I believe that the Marlins weren't acting appropriately. I think that's very clear. I think, when you read between the lines on some of this stuff, when Major League Baseball immediately launches an investigation and then you find out that they're going to have basically a kind of like COVID-19 officers that go with teams on the road.
Yes.
That are going to be hanging out in the lobby. That certainly indicates that there's reason why they feel that they need to do that. And so, you know, just the fact that guys were going out and going shopping for clothes, I mean, not the smartest decision in the world. I think that there certainly are more players than just Andrew McCutchen. I think there's more people in the organization
Good.
that are very upset with the Marlins. I've heard from some people that say that, you know, that they are upset. Now, some people just don't feel like they want to deal with any potential fallout from, you know, going after the Marlins or whatever. Obviously, right, Andrew McCutchen is more comfortable in doing that.
Todd, let's put our cards on the table. And I'm doing this with Ruben sitting right here. And Ruben will slap me if I'm wrong on this. When these ball players are not at the ballpark, all they're involved in is attempts at salacious behavior. True or false?
I do not think so. I don't think they're always, you know. Every time I get on the internet, Bryce Harper's playing video games. That's all that guy does.
Hold on.
You know,
Rube, in your day, when you were a player.
Well, that's different.
Ruben Amara Jr. was known for salacious behavior prior to marriage.
It's way different.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Ree. I'm just trying to be. Go ahead, Rube. Did you have something you want to say to Todd?
Just a different era. You know, the guys, okay. You know, I got a chance to coach at the major league level here fairly recently, and there's a lot of video games going on. So they're staying in a lot more than they used to.
Here's what I'm really curious about as a fan now, right? Because they're playing a doubleheader. What are the Yankee games? They're actually going to be the home team. It says is a big problem. They're not playing tonight, but they're playing 2 7 inning games.
Tomorrow.
This is, I'm telling you, Alan, this is like Twilight Zone, right? They're playing
American
but
Legion.
Todd, here's the thing. How close to 60 games are these teams going to get? The Cards aren't playing now. The Marlins haven't played in 10 days, 9 days. Are they going to care about that? What is the final standing going to look like with all these missed games?
I think it could be kind of like 1981 when they had this strike in the middle of the season. They came back. Some teams played more than other teams. And so I think there is a possibility that you could have some teams play only 56 games or 57 games or 54 games. I think it's possible, and then they might just go postseason teams based on winning percentage. Certainly not ideal. Now, the one thing that I think will help them maybe get closer to that 60 number, especially for a team like the Phillies, now they have to play 56 games in 54 days, which is kind of crazy. But tomorrow, 7-inning doubleheaders, it's totally new. It's kind of crazy, but if you're going to play 7-inning doubleheaders to help make up games, that should, I think, be able to push them more towards that 60-game number.
Listen, Todd, here's the thing. That's perfect for the Phillies because they got their two best pitchers, Nola and Wheeler.
Yeah.
Both of them can pitch 7 innings. They may not need the bullpen on Wednesday night.
That might be why they're thinking that way. And what else is kind of good about this, if you're a Phillies fan and you want to see Spencer Howard, is because if they do pitch Nola and Wheeler together tomorrow, they're going to need a sixth starter no later than Sunday. So we could see Spencer Howard before the end of the weekend.
Actually, I do think they're playing 9-9 tomorrow. I think it's 2-9s. Yeah, we ought to
two
check
nines?
That. I think
okay.
it's 2-9s.
Oh, that would be
I know
terrible.
It's supposed to be 2-7s, but
no,
I think
we need
because
two
of the circumstance
–
because of the circumstance, and it was a rainout, that I think it's going to end up being 2-9. I believe.
Did you bring Spencer Howard to this organization?
I did not.
You did not.
I cannot take any credit for Spencer.
Damn. Howard. That would be fun to say. Todd Zielecki, you're still doing a lot of reading. The book is Doc. It's the best baseball book ever read. Ever written. Well, it's the best one I ever read.
Yeah.
Todd, good job, man. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Todd Zielecki, this is crazy. This is nuts. And Derek Jeter is asking for our sympathy.
Yeah, well, he's trying to protect his players. He never says anything, Jeter. He never did as a player. Just a great player.
Yeah,
never,
when every teammate of his was taking
anything.
PEDs, way, he kind of kept his mouth shut.
I've let the Cardinals off the hook.
The Cardinals.
They were at a casino, right?
Yeah.
They're at a casino.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not. I don't,
what's wrong
I,
with
I,
these guys?
I don't,
they play
I don't
in
blame
baseball
them.
Heaven,
yeah.
Didn't you know that?
Yeah,
no,
that's
I'm
baseball
I'll tell you something else. What's going on in heaven? Salacious behavior.
Sounds like
what's going on
little,
in heaven.
Sounds like they're being a little protected. Yeah.
It's not. It actually isn't the player's fault as much as it's the whole country's fault. You have a lot of people that just dismiss this.
I understand.
And when it's
you're
being
right.
when it's being dismissed at the highest levels,
right.
what are you supposed to expect? I mean, a lot of people they just
no, you're
don't
right.
and
you're
and
right.
so they're not being given a clear message from up top that this is just it's serious.
Well, I think that the message that they did get from the people that are, you know, running you know, all of baseball, I think that it was pretty clear. And yeah, you know, they got to take responsibility for doing the right thing. They really do.
Kim's on Life with Sal. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Is it safe where you are right now, Kim, or is it rain? Oh, it's raining hard. Yeah. Wow. Be careful out there.
It was scary coming into King of Prussia. I ain't going front. I had to get off 76. Mm. The road was flooded. I saw a car stranded with emergency vehicles. It was, if you don't have to go outside, don't go outside today.
All right. Kim, tell me what you saw last night in the Sixers game.
Garbage and foolishness.
But they won.
Barely.
Yeah.
So I'm here to just set it straight. Philadelphia, okay, it's over. The process will be known as the biggest waste of talent in Philadelphia.
Wait a minute. You're giving up. There. You're giving up on not just the season, but the process?
The whole entire process that we went through with them years of them tanking,
yeah,
the terrible decisions that they made with who they took with those number one picks, we gave them a chance to give us something. And it is obvious that the Sixers cannot put together a team to win a championship.
Wow.
Brett Brown has not figured out how to coach them children. Your solution was to take Vince from point guard and put in Shake Milton. You take Ben Simmons, who already wasn't shooting, in a position where, oh, so now he's going to shoot because Shake is now the point guard? Maybe if I don't make him the point guard, maybe he'll shoot now. Ben Simmons is not a shooter. He's never going to shoot.
Yeah.
And you can't make him shoot.
You know, this is exposing Brown like nothing. This is the clearest exposure of him, that he has tried everything to get Ben to shoot, and Ben won't shoot.
You paid $170 million right to a guy who won't shoot
won't
the basketball.
So because I need a coach.
Not just for his defense.
I need a coach that will get him to do what is best for the team, whatever that is, yeah, right? He doesn't care. And he's not going to listen to his coach. Then the coach has got to go. I'm not going to get rid of the $170 million player. I'm going to get rid of the coach. It's got to go. Absolutely. Kim, even when they win, you could see how badly coached they are by Brett Brown.
Guess what? Nobody in this league.
Yep.
Is intimidated in the least bit by the Philadelphia 76ers.
No, they are not.
They're not. They're
it
not.
No matter what round of the playoffs they will ever make it to, a man's soul, which was evident by that child who I never heard of from the Pacers, dropping 53 points on it.
Yeah, that was amazing. Even last night, somebody put up 30. It was incredible. They were missing four of their players, and they almost won. And the Spurs stink anyway. They were 8 under .500 going into the game. Kim, I need right now, I need you in those seats with us. Give me some place you want to go but can't because of the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic, I can no longer go to Allegro's Pizza on 40th and Spruce and then go over to University Pinball.
All right, that you can't get the pizza out from
that pizza is so good.
It has to be
right
there.
But you can't go inside?
You can't go inside. We went to the window one time,
right,
and it's not the same. Like, I got to eat my pizza in there, then cross the street. And play my video game.
All right. I have made...
Kim, you're awesome.
I have made a great... Stay right there, Kim. That's a great one. I have made a major decision right now. This has never happened before.
What?
One of us who is actually a host here, I would like to have eligible for a cutout. I believe I will pay the $40 to see Ruben Amaro Jr.
It's not happening.
And
no,
and,
yes.
And Rube now is going to tell you where he would love to be right now, if not for the pandemic. Rube, tell him.
Take me immediately to Florence. No
Florence,
question.
Italy, out. Florence.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite place in the entire world.
What is it?
I would move there.
You would move there?
I would move there and live there.
What do you love about Florence, Italy?
Is there something I don't love about it?
You just love the grapes.
Walk through the town, go up to the top where the fort is, and sit there and have a glass of wine.
The churches, I mean, it's everything. I took a great trip with my girls a couple of years ago, and it was just spectacular. Just everything about it. Wow. Amalfi Coast, Florence.
Is that great?
Great.
Did you ever hit Siena when you were there? Because it's right at the tip of it.
I don't think we hit it.
That area. He's right. That
Fiordinese
area.
It's beautiful.
You could walk down a street in Florence and get a slice of pizza off a street corner, and it'd be like the greatest pizza you've ever had in your life.
The wine.
Yeah. Al, we are not allowed in Europe right now.
No. You can go to Florence, Jersey. It's right there where the Pennsylvania Turnpike and the Jersey Turnpike meet.
Thanks,
Al. Not the same. 215-592.
So, the one with the right attitude.
215-592-9494. Get in now. We're giving out the prize. We come back. Butch now has a clear sell.
Oh, nice.
From L.A., and the hot seat coming up. WIP Sports Time 919.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.